It's been a few years since Wisconsin saw its last heat wave. In the summer of 2012, record heat levels hit the Midwest, and we could be seeing temperatures in the 90s as early as tomorrow with some heat advisories out there. Governor Walker declared today Heat Awareness Day, since heat can have serious health repercussions. Joining me now to talk more about how you and your community can stay safe and cool this summer is Alicia Parma. She's a family nurse practitioner at Prevea Health. She specializes in family medicine and urgent care at the Prevea Kewaunee Health Center. Alicia, welcome to Central Time.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Well, before we get to some specific tips, I think a lot of people, when they think of getting ready for weather emergencies, they're thinking blizzards or tornadoes or thunderstorms, things like that. Should we be taking heat more seriously than maybe we usually do?
Absolutely. Heat can affect a wide range of people, and it can lead to some pretty severe consequences if not taken care of in an appropriate way.
What are some of the basic preventive things that you want people to know when temperatures start to get into the 90s and that heat index even higher?
Some things that you can do to help prevent any sorts of heat-related illness would be to make sure that you're staying hydrated. You want to make sure that you're drinking a lot of water. On an average day, an adult is supposed to drink 8 8-ounce glasses of water a day. So you definitely want to increase that when the temperatures start to increase. If you plan to do any working outdoors or exercising heavily, you should increase that amount to 2 to 4 glasses of water every hour while you're engaging in that activity.
Who are some of the people most at risk of problems with heat?
When we think about that, we look at adults and over the age of 65. They are affected by the heat much more rapidly, and particularly we're looking at those who live alone or have infrequent contact with family or friends. Infants and children can also be at risk. They aren't old enough to care for themselves and are often dependent on others and have difficulty telling others how they are feeling. And then a third group that we also look at are those who are overweight or have chronic medical conditions. They can be affected by the heat rapidly as well and can be taking medications that can also contribute to not processing the heat the same way.
A really basic warning. I think the word is mostly out there, but those categories of people in particular shouldn't be left alone in cars in this kind of hot weather.
Correct. You should never leave any children, infants, or pets in a hot car, even if the windows are rolled down.
Now, part of this is a social concern. You mentioned people who live alone. Do you encourage people to check in on people who live alone, especially people in those at-risk categories?
Absolutely. The recommendation would be to check in with them at least twice a day to make sure that they are still feeling well and keeping hydrated.
We're talking to Alicia Parma, family nurse practitioner at Prevea Health in Kewaunee. You can join in as we talk about heat. It's getting warm tomorrow. It is Heat Awareness Day today. What do you do? Do you keep in touch with people? Have you encountered problems? Are you on a work site where you're paying attention to this issue? You can call in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Alicia, what are the warning signs that someone is having trouble dealing with the heat, having a health problem related to hot weather?
When we look at somebody who is experiencing signs and symptoms of heat stroke, we actually will start to observe an elevated high body temperature of 103 degrees or higher. It can actually reach 106 degrees within 10 to 15 minutes. They also will have red, hot, dry skin and a lack of sweating, a rapid, strong heartbeat, a throbbing headache, dizziness, nausea, vomiting, confusion, and a decreased level of consciousness.
So is this an urgent care situation or even an emergency room situation?
If you are noticing those symptoms and you're concerned of heat stroke, this is an emergency room type situation.
What kind of warning signs would we watch for? Hopefully we don't have it go that far. What are some of the other things that might tip us off that, hey, we're having trouble with the heat, we need to do something about this?
Yep, we can see somebody who may be experiencing heat cramps. This is typically a very early sign to note if someone's being affected by the heat. Those would be muscle spasms that can occur usually in the abdomen, the arms, the legs, a lot of times associated with somebody who is participating in strenuous activity in the heat. and an early warning sign of heat exhaustion, which is a milder form of heat-related illness, but still something that should be taken seriously. And in those individuals, we'll see heavy sweating, paleness, the cramps that I just discussed, tiredness, weakness, dizziness, headaches, nausea, vomiting, fainting.
So if I'm feeling these symptoms or I see someone else who seems to be exhibiting those signs, what should we do?
We should take that individual to a cool, shaded area, offer them cool, non-alcoholic beverages, let them rest, try and cool them off with water using towels or anything you may have available. If you can bring them to an air-conditioned environment, that's better even than a cool, shaded area.
Do you see a lot of people in the course of a hot summer showing up at your clinic with these kind of problems?
We haven't seen any so far yet. Kewaunee is right on Lake Michigan, so we often don't have that problem. But with the warmer temperatures coming over the weekend, it is definitely a possibility.
And for parents, what kind of advice do you have for them in dealing with their kids?
I would recommend that if you can, to stay inside, particularly in the afternoon hours, would be ideal, getting them to an air-conditioned place. And if you don't have air conditioning at home, other options would include going to a shopping mall, a public library, a theater, or checking your area for any local cooling shelters that are available. If you must be outside, make sure that you're doing everything you can to protect yourself from the sun in terms of sunscreen, lightweight clothing, and head and eye protection.
Is this something you think a lot of people maybe ignore, the early warning signs, either choosing to tough it out or not really even thinking that heat's going to be a problem for them?
I do. I think that when you think of heat-related illness, you do think of those high-risk groups, and you don't believe that you fall into one of those. But if you continue to work or exercise aggressively in the heat, you can become affected by this just the same.
We're talking to Alicia Parma. She's a family nurse practitioner at Prevea Health in Kewaunee, talking about what we can do to stay safe and healthy during extra high temperatures in Wisconsin. Today is Heat Awareness Day, and just in time, we're seeing temperatures going up to the 90s in parts of the state. Some heat advisories in a lot of southern Wisconsin coming up tomorrow and Saturday. We want to hear from you. Do you have a tip on staying cool in the summer? Do you check up on family members, neighbors, elderly community members? Do you provide a cooling station in your community? Are you involved in public service like this? And if you work in healthcare, do you see this on these hot days in Wisconsin? Not like today, but maybe like the next couple. Call in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. You can also post on the Central Time Facebook page, where we have a list of cooling centers around the state available. And maybe you spend time outdoors for work and you have questions for Alicia, you can call in now, 800-642-1234. I'm continuing the conversation now with Alicia Parma, family nurse practitioner at Prevea Health in Kewaunee. Today is Heat Awareness Day here in Wisconsin, announced by the governor, an effort to draw attention to health hazards related to hot weather. And over the next couple of days, there's some high temperatures, high humidity in the 90s, actually as early as tomorrow, and some related heat advisories out there in parts of the state. You can join the conversation at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. On a serious note, what have you done to deal with heat in heat waves in the past? Are you from a warmer part of the country? Do you have some advice to share from us? On a lighter note, what do you like to do on hot days to cool off? How do you like to beat the heat, whether that's taking in that air-conditioned movie, getting out in a pool? I don't know, maybe a water park? Serious or fun, we want to hear how you deal with hot weather or your questions on the health impacts of severe heat. 800-642-1234 is the number to call. That's 800-642-1234. Or you can post on the Central Time Facebook page, where we've got a link to cooling stations around the state. Alicia, can you talk more about seniors? Why are they more vulnerable in particular to heat?
We look at older adults. Simply, they do not adjust as well to the temperatures as people who are of younger age. But they're also more likely to have chronic medical conditions that can change their normal response to heat. And again, in going along with that, they also will take prescription medications that can impair their body's ability to regulate the temperature or can inhibit perspiration.
We had a question from Denise in Dodgeville who called, couldn't stay on the line. She wonders, when the weather is hot, are fans really helpful? It seems like they just circulate the hot air. Is that part of the advice for people maybe feeling those early warning signs of heat? Are fans helpful?
Fans can help provide some comfort, but if the temperatures are getting into the high 90s, they are not going to prevent heat-related illness. Really, the best possible way is to find some sort of air-conditioned place to spend some time in. Even a few hours will go a long way in helping your body stay cooler.
People are also thinking about pets this time of year and the heat. Teresa on Facebook writes, if anybody has pocket pets, little guys, she says, freeze pop bottles or juice bottles, then put them in a sock or wrap them in a towel before sticking it in the cage. But they'd appreciate that. And I wonder, do you have advice on keep? I know you deal mostly with humans, Alicia, but do you have advice on pet safety as well?
I think, again, we need to think about their hydration level, too, and make sure that they always have fresh water available to them throughout the day, particularly in the afternoon hours when it's even hotter.
So people being affected by heat-related illnesses, maybe, as we were saying earlier, don't take it seriously enough. I mean, what are potential long-term risks, short-term risks, for that matter, if we ignore these problems?
Some of the things that you can look at with heat stroke could be a long-term disability. The most severe, of course, would be death in terms of heat stroke.
Talking to Alicia Parma, family nurse practitioner at Prevea Health. She specializes in family medicine and urgent care at the Prevea Kewaunee Health Center in Kewaunee, talking about Heat Awareness Day, a warning to be aware of the possible health impacts of high heat. And to take precautions, we've got some hot weather coming up. You can still call in 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. How do you like to beat the heat? Have you had this problem, maybe at work or at a festival or something like that? How did you come through it? If you're a healthcare provider, I'd love to hear from you as well. 800-642-1234 is the number to call, or head over to the Central Time Facebook page. And do you, Alicia, for some people, maybe recommend, if at all possible, avoiding that work outside or exercising outside when it gets really hot?
Definitely. If that's a possibility, that would be the primary recommendation. However, if you're in an area that is experiencing an early heat wave early in the season, you can also limit your activity and work your way back up to the exercise or the work that you're used to doing in order to give your body a chance to adjust.
And do you advise managers, foremen of work crews, to maybe lighten the workload on really hot days?
I think if that's at all possible, that would be a great idea. However, I know that summertime is prime hours for construction as well.
Definitely, definitely. Well, let's bring in a caller now at 800-642-1234. Jake is on the line in La Crosse. Jake, hi.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. I go to a lot of music festivals and such during the summer and end up camping in a lot of open fields on the hills, and there really isn't a whole lot of shade. I was just wondering if you had any tips to be able to, other than just stay hydrated, I guess.
Jake, thanks for that call. Stay hydrated, definitely. Alicia, any other advice?
I think a good thing to remember, particularly with going to music festivals, is to really limit the amount of alcohol that you're intaking. That can actually cause you to lose more fluids rather than drinking water. Also, if you can spend some time immersed in water, like a pool, or taking a cool shower, that will also help keep your core temperature lower.
Jake, good luck. Thanks a lot for that call. And I know with beer festivals in Wisconsin, too, on those hot days, they often recommend a couple cups of water between each beer.
Absolutely.
Jake, thanks for the call. We've got Ben on the line in Osceola. Ben, hi.
Hi. When it's hot like this, I like to soak my shirt and wring it out. That really keeps you cool.
And then put it back on wet.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Great idea, Ben. People get really creative, don't they, Alicia?
Yes, they do.
Yeah, and I've done the trick where you soak a rag, put it in the freezer for a while, and then just wear it as like a little scarf. That can be pretty handy, too.
Yes, absolutely. Any way to possibly just keep your body temperature down is a good idea.
Well, Alicia, can you leave us with some words of advice, a warning to take heat seriously out there in Wisconsin as it heats up over the next couple of days?
I think it's really important just to stay informed. Keep an eye on local news, weather channels. Make sure that you know what the temperature is going to be, but also the heat index for the day, and plan ahead for those activities in the next few days, and try and spend more time indoors if at all possible. But then also, too, if you do need to go outside or you're going to be spending time, just make sure that you're smart about it, that you are protecting yourself from the sun with sunscreen, lightweight clothing, head and eye protection.
Alicia, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thank you.
That's Alicia Parma. She's a family nurse practitioner at Prevea Health. She specializes in family medicine and urgent care at the Prevea Kewaunee Health Center in Kewaunee, giving us some advice to deal with heat this summer on Heat Awareness Day. Warm temperatures over the 90s in a lot of places coming up over the next couple of days. Share your ways to beat the heat on the Central Time Facebook page, and you can find cooling stations in your community.